Alright, prisoner. We are going to drive you over towards the cell, but someone will be helping you be trained. Yes. And we'll have fun in there with your new teacher, you could say. And what are they bringing today? Oh my goodness. You look quite delicious. Are you a human? I've not seen one since William. That was quite some time ago. Oh, the mistress did love to torture him a bit. But don't worry, not the painful kind. Well, maybe a bit painful, but different. What is your name, human? Really? What a sweet name. Are you male or female? Male? That is good. I couldn't tell by looking at you. Well, do you know the best way to learn in a place here? Oh, you still don't know what your place will be. You're a slave now. Just like me. Well, not just like me. I am a succubus. A fiend from hell trapped here. Forced to pleasure and teach others to do the same. You fall into the latter camp. No, it doesn't mean the former can't occur as well. Don't you agree? Yes. Let me just take a look at you. The chains, yes. The mistress does not trust me. And she shouldn't. I do not like being bound. I prefer to be free, to take my lust out upon the world. Though, for you, it looks like I won't get the chance. What are we working with you? I'm sure Mistress will want for you to please her cock, no? How is it that we should go about this? Should we... Well, you are male. That means that you have a cock. I am a succubus, so I can have whatever I want. Why don't I teach you how to please mistress by having you please yourself? Yes. No. Very quickly, go ahead and lie down. The first... The most important aspect of pleasuring another is comfort. And how can you understand that if you yourself are not comfortable? Yes, the ground's a bit cold here. But if you spread your legs and move yourself about, it should be comfortable enough. No. Repeat after me and take a deep, deep breath. Okay. Do you feel a bit more relaxed? Of course you do. You're doing as I command. How could you not? I am entirely made for pleasure. Another deep breath. Yes. Feel that cool air entering into your chest. Feel your mouth go slightly dry as it drives past your throat into your lungs. Yes, now. Take in the smells. Yes. It's pleasant where you are, yes? At least for you. And smell a bit deeper. Can you smell that? Just underlying musk of cock. Yes. Breathe in again. Smell it in the air. Just barely there. Yes. And now, taste the air. That light hint of muskiness. Almost like you're looking at a cock. Almost, but not quite, is it? Pull your trousers down. Yes, like that. Now, look. You're standing there, your cock out. Take a hand and fan the scent up towards you. Then another deep breath. It smells lovely, doesn't it? Now imagine if it wasn't just the smell of your cock, but someone else's. Something a bit more, how should I put this, potent, domineering. That's what mistress is going to smell like for you. You've already tasted her, haven't you? I can see you by the look on your face. Now, take a moment. Spread your thighs. Yes. Not so far as to be uncomfortable, but far enough still. Good. Now, take a moment. Adjust your back. Make sure that you are feeling comfortable. Move your neck. Make sure that you can sit like this or lay like this for quite some time. Let your arms relax and lift your knees up. Yes. So you're sitting there with your legs spread and knees up high. Exposing your cock and your asshole. Does it feel a bit embarrassing? Embarrassment is a part of pleasure for some. And if not, you'll overcome it. When mistress has you in a room of 30 people, bending you over and fucking you like her bitch, I'm sure that you will be well over the embarrassment. Or it will simply add to the pleasure. Now, another deep breath. Take a moment. Wiggle your hips back and forth. Yes. Does the thought of mistress railing you, or you sucking a domineering she-cock, make you horny? Good. Embrace it. Now, take a moment and run your hand up your left thigh. Yes, from the knee up to your groin and rub in a small circle. Not quite at your cock, but just over to the side. Now take your other hand and do the same with your right thigh. From the knee up to the groin, rubbing light circles. Yes. Now take your hands back down to your knees again and gently rake your nails up your thighs. Ah, yes. There's more to pleasuring a cock than sucking and stroking it. You need to play with the body of the one who it's attached to. Now, take your palm, raise it up toward your torso, and up to your chest. Squeeze your chest as if you had breasts there, the mistress says. Just gently knead the flesh, grinding your palms into your nipples. Yes. And then pull your hands back down, 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 down to your knees. And hold them there. Now I want you to think very long and very hard about your ultimate fantasy. You don't need to tell me what it is. I just need for you to make yourself as hard as possible without touching. Yes. Keep thinking about it. And now that your dick is getting hard, flex it. Yes. Make it bounce slightly. If you're very skilled, you can get it to hit your belly. There we go. Delightful. Now, take your hands and pull them behind your thighs and lift your legs up a bit higher. Not so high as to hurt yourself. Don't worry if you're not flexible enough yet. All things come in time. Good. Do you feel that straining in your buttocks, in your groin? Yes. Reach your hand down as you use one arm to hold your thighs up. And grab your balls. Yes, it's very important to pay attention to them. They're where your creamy treat will come from. Squeeze them lightly. play with them quite softly. Yes. Ah, goodbye. Flex your cock while you squeeze your balls. Yes. Oh, you're such a good boy. You listen so well. I'm sure Mistress will have great fun with you in the future. Well, now, take a moment. Let go of your balls. Pull your arm away from your thighs. And place one hand at the base of your cock. Now, take your thumb and your forefinger. Make a small ring as tight as you can. All right. And just lightly stroke your shaft from the base up to just beneath the head. Yes. Oh, slowly now. Agonizingly slowly. Yes. Back down to the base, back up to your head. How does it feel? Good. Faster? Not fast, faster. There we go. Take a long, long, long series of strokes. Take another deep breath in through your nose. That lovely scent of wanting cock. So heavy in the air. Take your entire hand now. Start to stroke it. While your other hand reaches around and squeezes at your testicles. Not hard once more. A soft, playful. Almost a kneading to milk the cum from them. Massage them. Roll your fingers around. Yes. Use that entire hand to stroke yourself faster. Go up and swirl it around the head. Yes. Faster. No. Okay, slower than that. Yes. Base to the head, swirl around and back down to the base. Fuck your hand on your cock. Like your throat will be sucking on Mistress's cock soon. Yes, a bit of a harder squeeze on your balls now. Not hard, but harder. Yes. Ah, yes, lean your head back and moan. Good. Buck those hips. Now you stop stroking. Keep massaging your balls. And thrust your hips. Fuck your hand. Yes. Yes. Harder. Yes. Bump those hips up. I want to hear the slapping of your flesh against your flesh. That's music to my fiendish ears. Yes, now, stop your thrusting. God, are you throbbing with need? Good. I want you to come. I'm going to give you a countdown to do so. And if you don't manage it, you don't get to come. You may stroke yourself, fuck your hand, finger fuck your ass, whatever you think will get you there fastest. Now, 20, yes, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15,